And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is money. Each of my guests is discussing an aspect of money, making it, keeping it, or even conning it. My next guest is considered one of today's most visible and innovative money experts. She's put together a plan to help us start dreaming again about our financial futures. We'll discuss her upcoming Yes Energy Summit and it will help us put us on the right path for the future. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Laurel Langenmeyer is one of today's most visible and innovative money experts, as I said before. Laurel is one of a handful of women in the world who can claim that the title of expert when it comes to financial matters and making the most of millionaires. A New York Times, USA, and Amazon best-selling author and leading entrepreneurial speaker, Laurel has coached thousands of success stories around the world by giving them the simple tools to generate cash and build wealth. Laurel is a single working mother, a dynamic speaker, motivator, and owner of a business, Living Out Loud Incorporated. She started her first business at the tender age of 17, and by the age of 34, she had established a multi-million dollar portfolio. As one of the most notable and national international entrepreneurs, she is also the author of 4 national best-selling books. Her highly anticipated 5th book will be titled Yes Energy: The Equation to Do Less and Make More, and it will be available in 2012. Joining us from Northern California area, welcome to the show, Laurel. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
Well, terrific, and thank you for being our special guest.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. Now, let's dive right into it, because in this economic environment, we all want to do less, and we all want to make more. And sort of you struck upon the secret of doing this. We're living at a time when we're all very, very busy, but none of us seems to be very productive. So we appear to be doing too much for too little. So how can we flip this scenario on its ear so we're doing less and being more productive?
Well, and here's what I also want to say just to start answering that question, Bill, is that this isn't like a new formula. Everyone that has read this book and has got the summaries in advance say this is what we've always been doing to be successful, which is you do less of the things you're no good at or don't want to do, right? And you do more of what you need to be doing. And so as entrepreneurs, where the formula really works well and the do less, make more, is, for example, so many people, they downsize too much and now their business has become a job. So they're doing their own bookkeeping, they're doing their own websites, they're doing everything, and they really aren't that great at every piece of their business. And they need to do more of what they're good at so they can create more cash to then hire the teams of people that are better, that are experts. And, you know, that can go to your home life as well. You know, as you said as my intro, I'm a single mom, too. And so it's the same at you know, whether it's your home life, your personal life, your professional life. You got to do less of the things you're no good at, don't want to do, and more of what you are good at to create more cash.
Sure, but underneath all of that, Laurel, you need to have an understanding of what you're good at and what you're not good at. So give us some ideas of how we can take an inventory of really where our strengths lie, because very often we're blind to our own strengths and weaknesses.
So there's things, though, that intuitively you just like to get up and go do. Like, I love to market. I love to sell. I love to coach. There are people who love to cook. And so where I would look first, what are the things you just naturally gravitate to? Like, if you're just going to get up in the morning and gravitate towards what do you want to do? Now, laying on the couch, being lazy and doing all that, like, don't even start those conversations, folks listening. That's just illegal.
Darn, because that's exactly where I was gravitating, Laurel. Sorry.
So I'm talking about the productive things that you could capitalize on to make money. Like, there's a lot of people who love handyman work. There's people who love gardening. There are people who love to cook. There's people who love children. There are people who love tinker on computers. There's love people. So many kids love. My favorite kid business is they are so amazing at these little smartphones. And for $50 for 5 phone calls, I have I don't even know how many teens. That's their business. You can call them up 5 times, $50, and they'll help you with any function of your smartphone. And that's just, they know how to do it. They can do it in their sleep. So there's a lot that you just have to think, what do you gravitate towards? What are you just naturally good at? Now, what's interesting about that, when I tell people that that's where they should start looking for their skill sets and their passions and what really what would work for them,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people, like I'll use the example of like a teacher. Or a writer, because those are two that have come to me very, very recently and seem to come in lots of them. And also, so if you're a teacher, be a tutor. If you are a writer, you know, continue to write. And they'll say, well, I don't know how to make money. I said, but those, so what happens, Bill, is people collapse those problems. I said, so if you knew how to make money teaching, tutoring, or if you knew how to make money writing, would you continue to do it? Oh, absolutely. I said, then let's solve the right problem. Let's learn how to make money doing the thing you like to do. You just have never made money. So a lot of people become very unproductive trying to jump from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, finding this golden ticket. I call it the shiny object syndrome, right? And
right.
Because they're jumping around because they're not solving the right problem. They don't know how to make cash. And so if you learn how to make money doing what you know how to do, I mean, there are tutoring companies, right? There's a brand new, it's called the Tutor Doctor, multi-million dollar franchise. So don't tell me you can't make money tutoring. And don't tell me you can't make money writing and handyman. I mean, I have people dancing. I've taken, you know, folks, artists. I've had an artist that just became a millionaire in 9 months. So there's it's not about the thing you're doing. It's how you're doing it. And I think that's where people become very unproductive. And then they get really self-defeated because then they just can't figure out the sequence or the formula to making the money. And they give up the thing they do and they wander over to something else. Like how many people have gone from internet marketing, oh, I'm going to go learn stock trading. Oh, I'm going to go learn real estate investing. I'm going to go be in a network marketing company. And they just wander around and years later they're broke because they still haven't figured out how to make money and they're trying to find the thing.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Very good. Yes, my guest is Laurel Langenmeier. She's the CEO of Live Out Loud. She's also the head of the Yes Energy Summit. So you bring a lot of enthusiasm to this whole thing, Laurel. You hear it in your voice. The solution that you propose is based on energy, or specifically what you call extreme optimism and energy, EOE for short.
Yep.
And you've developed a non-mathematical formula, which I think tickled me to death when I saw this. And I'd like to go through that with you. The formula is, for those of you that are not math majors, AC plus F times 2C times D plus G plus D times S equals unlimited energy. And boy, I was confused after the first few letters. So Laurel, take it through us because it sounds complex, but it's really not. And let's start with the change in C, which is what you call the changing the conversation.
Yeah, and I have to preface this because my son, who's 12 and his honors like 4.0 math student, is just horrified. He's like, Mom, it doesn't even make sense. This equation is not even a mathematical equation. You can't even teach the world this. So my son is in complete opposition of this entire equation as I speak, and I told him that I'll just let the world know that we do have math majors who are just offended. So my little son's like, that doesn't even make sense. But it does make sense. So it starts with changing your conversation. And I can tell you, coming out of the – I don't even call it the recession. I call it the depression because statistically this is worse than the Great Depression. The stats and the vocabulary around it isn't as bad as the Great Depression was seen. But it was a tough time. We're coming out of it, but the conversation hasn't changed. There's too many people who still think we're there. The economy is the blame for everything and the excuse and reason why they can't move. So saying yes and being in yes energy is about saying yes to your life again and really getting back to it, having that attitude and that commitment. And there's too many people who have no, which is tolerations and avoidances. So it is about your conversation and how are you going to start a conversation about what it is you want in your life instead of what it is you don't want in your life. And most people, when I first say how things going, they'll speak about everything that doesn't work or everything that they don't want in their life versus what is possible for them.
All right. Now talk to us a little bit more detail about that, because so many of us are imbued with all of this negativity, as you just pointed out. And, all the statistics aside, I just had Ali Velshi on from CNN, and he was saying the economy has changed.
Yep,
has
I
it
agree.
Or hasn't it?
And I think it has.
So how do you modify what you want based on a changing economy?
I think that you have to get clear about what you want. And I think you have to get clear in every area of your life. You know, I'm known for millionaire makers and 3 to 5 year formulas. And I'll tell you, this is a very different book because it expands to the broader areas of your life. So it isn't just about money in your career. It's your family, where you live, your health, your spirituality, your relationships. So I span all those areas in the book. And it's just, you know, for so many people who have been or have allowed themselves to get so down about it, I just say pick one area. Pick one thing that you want different in your life. And ultimately, I want to get to the money conversation. I want to get to the entrepreneurial conversation. But if you want to start with health as your first thing to start seeing some improvement in your life, you've got to start with just one thing where you start having what you want in your life. And then literally, I'm a huge, like, write it down, you know, fan. I write everything down. I have my kids write it down. Is what do you want in each of these areas of your life? And if it's only one thing, you can just focus on that for now, and then maybe next week you add another thing and add another thing. And I think that's the slow way, because the truth is if you sat down long enough and got over, you know, what happened, you know, so what, you went in bankruptcy. So you're in credit card debt. Here's what I say to people in credit card debt. The problem isn't that you went into debt. The problem is you didn't know how to make the money to have the life you wanted. So again, it's what's the pivotal, you know, core thing that I focus on is helping people learn to create their own cash outside of a job.
All right, my guest is Laura Langenmayer. We're talking about her equation for extreme optimism and energy. And in this equation that you put together, mathematical or non-mathematical, that's up to your son to decide. But the F comes up, and you call that faith. Now, in this non-denominational world, faith has all sorts of connotations. What do you mean by faith? What does it mean for you in this equation?
So in this equation, it's something that's it's a higher power that's beyond you. So again, I keep it non-denominational. I have people from every religion and walk of life all over the world. And for me, it's believing in something that's bigger than you. And it's also believing in you. It's having faith in yourself and having faith in your abilities. You all came with amazing gifts and talents. Start using them. And, you know, if you really think about how America and great countries were formed, it was formed in entrepreneurialism, not on jobs and 401ks. And so, and entrepreneurs believe in themselves. And so when you change your conversation, you start having that faith and trust back in your own skill sets that you can do this and you want to do it. We're not going to get a great nation changing quickly if we don't get a lot of people in this new conversation and trusting themselves, having faith in themselves to become entrepreneurs again.
Sure, but our American psyche, Laurel, has turned against that. Right now, business is the bad guy. We are bashing and we're seeing class warfare, as it's called by some, class warfare like we haven't seen since the 1920s and 30s.
Well, but also I would say that there's a whole bunch of people sitting on their rear doing nothing, and the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and that clash is going to get bigger unless more people stop the entitlement that the government and everybody else is supposed to take care of them. We all got skills. I teach blind, handicapped, quadriplegics who make more money than complete healthy people. Why? Because it's a mindset. It's an attitude that they're going to actually contribute whatever they can contribute. And there's too many people sitting on their rear, and I'm saying that in a nice way.
Very passionate
about that. So everybody can play.
All right. My guest is Laura Langenmayer. She's CEO of Live Out Loud. She's also the head of the Yes Energy Summit. We've talked about certainly confidence that entrepreneurs need to have, dreams. Why did we stop dreaming? And how do we recapture some of those dreams of what we really want in the future, Laurel?
Well, I think a lot of people stop dreaming because the media is doing an extraordinary, you know, amount of damage, I'm going to say. And then it's coupled by just local business conversations. I go to business networking event, and there's, you know, some that I'll stay at for a few minutes because everyone's whining about what's not happening. Or I'll engage pretty deeply, you can probably imagine that more, of getting that conversation changed to what's possible. I think a lot of people also stopped dreaming because it became a self-fulfilling prophecy of, again, the kind of wandering around hoping something would happen and it never happened. So then they got to be right about being right about not working, right, and being a failure. And, Bill, there's so many people that say, well, I'm scared of failing. I said, no, you're scared of being amazingly successful, because with success becomes a lot of responsibility.
Yes, it does.
And I think a lot of people are scared to death to take on the responsibility. I mean, let's just go to the basic American homes. There's a lot of people who are going to stay renters for a long time and possibly the rest of their life because they don't want the responsibility of a home mortgage again after living through what we've lived through. The book before this one I wrote was Put More Cash in Your Pocket, and it was to those American homes that only needed $700, $800 a month extra to maintain their home, but they didn't know how to make it, and they couldn't see finding another job. But it didn't take a lot for Americans to learn, again, that entrepreneurial spirit of how do you put some cash in your pocket, whether it's an extra $500 to $1,000 to get started a month. But that's, you know, I think for everyone that's listening, they just got to go back. What do you really want? You know, you get one walk through this, one walk through this dance hall, I call it. So you can either sit on your rear and do nothing and be a victim to it, or you can create something different. There's no different from those of us that have, you know, not only lived through it but thrived through it, and people that are thriving through this right now. I mean, there are people who never knew how to do real estate who took this opportunity at this time of the greatest real estate crisis of our lifetime and become millionaires in a year. So, you know, what do you want? Do you want to learn? And a lot of people that are listening, they have a lot. There's some, you know, that they're going to have to learn.
Well, we talked about that with my first guest, Allie, as well. The education, financial education in this country is
critical.
sorely lacking. My guest is Laura Langenmayer. She's the CEO of Live Out Loud. We're talking about her formula for extreme optimism and energy. It's a long formula, changing the conversation, faith times certainty, confidence, dreams, gifts, teams. And then you talk about something called sequencing. Yeah. Laura, what is sequencing?
That's my favorite of it all. And it's actually, I have sequenced every financial equation because you know, there's too much financial education that, you know, when I started learning this, and then I saw the gaps in it, where, you know, that would be, you know, do 1 through 10. Well, 1 through 10 isn't what everyone needs to do. So if you're not in debt, you don't need to go get out of debt. If you already have your bookkeeping, you already know where you are, then you don't need that. If you already have a retirement plan, then you don't need that plan. So there might be 10 pieces of an equation, but you don't do it all in the right order. So I think depending on what you've done to yourself, you've got to do things in the right order. So for those listening, they may have great big dreams, but they may not know how to have, you know, faith and trust in themselves anymore. They may not know how to change the conversation because the people around them have become very negative. So sequences, do the right thing at the right time, depending on what's happened to you. So it's breaking down the conversation. There's a whole chapter in the book about how do you put it in the right order for you, given what you've done to yourself.
Makes sense.
It is that way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some people who are in just severe credit card debt. Well, I'm not in any, so I don't have to worry. Like, I'm not going to go get out of credit card debt. So what happens is if you don't allow sequencing, doing the right thing at the right time in any formula, I think a lot of people just give up.
All right.
I always allow that as, you know, we're going to meet you where you are. We're going to take you where you want to go. Doesn't matter what you've done. There's no judgment in any of my financial models of what you've done to yourself. I've taken people completely broke. I've taken a homeless guy who's a multimillionaire in Australia, and now he lives in Asia.
Wow.
Doing amazing work. And he's homeless. But he didn't have the formula, he didn't have the path, and he didn't have the right education. So anybody can do it.
My guess.
Love kids. I've been on The View with Barbara Walters. I've taken kids to millionaire status. Teenagers are hot, hot, hot. They are so sick of watching their parents struggle. They're like the next generation. We get them trained right.
And that's what we need to do. We need to get them trained. My guest is Laurel Langenmayer. Laurel, now, you've, speaking of training, you've got an event coming up here at the end of the month talk about training and also to help launch this Yes Energy tour. Tell us about it.
Yes. So Yes Energy, my new book, it's a Hay House book. It launches February 21st. So in service of the book and getting hundreds and hundreds of people on board, January 28th and 29th, we're going to be at the Dana Resort. And you can go to thesenergysummit.com, and $100 gets you a VIP ticket. So $100 gets you VIP. You're going to see myself, John Asraf, Lisa Nichols, Robert Allen, Clayton Mask, Nick Halleck, who's one of the trillionaires gone to space with Richard Branson. I mean, for $100, you're getting world-class thought leaders for 2 full days. We're launching a Yes Energy drink that'll keep your energy sustained, no sugar, no junk. Total, natural, amazing energy drink that we're launching at the end of the month. Yes Energy wine, Yes Energy chocolate. We're merchandising our whole Yes Energy conversation. So it's a huge celebration. We're honoring Brian Tracy, Sharon Lecter at the first VIP luncheon.
Wow.
And then the second luncheon on Sunday is Mary Morsi is coming to do, who's owned one of the largest women-owned church in the West Coast. She will be coming in that morning. And then that luncheon will be just a complete Ask Laurel. You can ask me any question you want, and it's an Ask Laurel luncheon. And so we're going to have a great time. There's about 14, 15 speakers. The guy who is the 5-time world cage champion, Steve Miller, is going to be there. He's going to bend a wrench in less than a few minutes in front of you. He's got the strongest hands in the world, Guinness Book of World Records. $100 gets you a ticket for VIP. And it's on fire. It's going to be the coolest, funnest event.
Well, give us
no sales event, Bill. That's probably the biggest one. Is you're not going. It's not a pitch fest. People can only sell books. So everyone's truly coming out just to give to all the audience, get you all connected, get you a plan for your Yes Energy for what you want in 2012. And the only thing that will be offered is books.
All right. Well, give us those dates again. It's going to be the Dana Resort down in Dana Point, California.
It's at Mission Bay, San Diego.
Mission
South
Bay.
San Diego.
Okay.
And you can go to yesenergybook.com/KKZZ, and that will get you VIP tickets. If you wanted to go general admission, they're $49. So ridiculously affordable and fun, and hundreds of people will be there that you can connect with and start your year out right.
Now, that is great. My guest has been Laurel Langenmayer, CEO of Live Out Loud. Laurel, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day.